Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Fantasy Schmodown. I am your host, Trevor Mattson, and we are here for episode number one of Throwdown in the Schmodown Universe series. Throwdown number one is here. Hope you all are having a great Wednesday. And we're going to kick it off with the undercard, Alex Damon versus Amaro Moses. All records are going to be reset. Everybody starts at 0-0. Granted, the better players from the actual Schmodown are going to be started off with higher up with title shots because their possible points earned percentage will carry over from the Schmodown. So obviously the better players from the Schmodown are going to be better here. But still, you never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen. And we're kicking it off with a fun match. Alex Damon versus Amaro Moses in an Inner Geekdom Iron Man match. This is just for the rankings. Somebody's going to pick up their first win. I think this will be pretty evenly matched. Damon has a 77% PPE. Moses has a 73. How we will do this, because I'm not going to set up a 30-minute timer. What I'm going to do is it's just going to be 50 questions, and then a 10-question speed round, if you will. So this is going to be a lot of fun. Very, very excited for it. And I really do hope that you guys are too. Because I'm making this for people to enjoy. So I hope you guys are doing just that. But without further ado, I say let's get into our undercard, Alex Damon versus Amaro Moses. Okay, so here we go. Like I said, 50 questions, then there's going to be a 10-question speed round where there can be a potential 20-point swing. Question number one will come in the category of Transformers. Alex Damon gets it correct, and Amaro gets it correct. We are tied at one. Question number two will come in the category of comic book movies. And Amaro hits it, and Damon hits it, and we are at 2-2. 2-2. Okay, so now question number three in the category of Ninja Turtles. To Damon, he gets it correct, and Amaro gets it correct. 3-3, nobody dropping a point so far. Question number four will be in the world of Who Said It. Amaro gets it, and Damon gets it. 4-4, still a deadlock. Question number five in X-Men. And Damon gets it. And our first miss comes from Amaro in the category of X-Men. Damon takes a 5-4 lead. Question number six is in scores and soundtracks. And another miss from Amaro, and Damon misses it as well. Scores and soundtracks sinks them both. So Damon will not be playing a perfect 50-question game. Question seven in the category of animated. And Amaro will, or sorry, Alex hits it, and Amaro hits it. So now it is 6-5. Question number eight in the category of Spider-Man. Amaro hits it. Damon hits it. Damon maintains that 1-point lead, 7-6. Now into the category of Superman. Damon hits it, and Amaro hits it, and we stay deadlocked. Next question in the world of graphic novels. Amaro hits it. And a miss from Damon, and we are tied back up at 8 after 10 questions. Now, question number 9 will come in the world of heroes and villains. Alex, another miss, and now Amaro slides into the lead, 9-8. Amaro, just in 2 questions, goes from being behind to in the lead. Question 12 will be an alien and predator. And a miss from Amaro, which allows Damon to get right back in it as he hits it, and we are tied back up once again, 9-9. This is a match. Question number 13 will come in the category of swashbuckling adventure. your question. I'm not going to tell you the question. we will start with Alex. He misses, and so does Amaru. So both of them missing in Swashbuckling Adventure, and we are still tied at 9. Question 14 in Fantasy Sci-Fi. We go to Amaru. He hits it, as does the demon, Alex Damon. 10 to 10. They've each hit 10 after 14 questions. Also, we will be taking a break, just a pause in questioning at question 25 at the halfway point. So now we go into the world of DC for question number 15. We'll start with Alex. He hits it. Amaru misses it, and Alex Damon is back in the lead, 11 to 10. Now into the world of mixed bag for question 16. Amaru gets it correct, as does Alex Damon. Damon, though, maintaining that 1-point lead, 12 to 11. Into the world of Star Trek for question 17. Alex hits it. Amaru misses it. And now this is our first 2-point lead of the game, as Alex is now up 13 to 11. Question number 18 will be in the category of Marvel to Amaru. Another miss, and Alex hits it again. This is not good for Amaru. He's falling behind. It is now 14 to 11, Alex Damon. Question number 19 in Jurassic Park. And it's a hit for Damon, and another miss for Amaru. Oh, no. Damon is running away with it, 15 to 11. Now he's heading to Star Wars. This is not going to make things any better for Amaru. But he does get it correctly, as does Damon. What else is new? 16 to 12, though. Amaru stops the wound from gushing. It is still a 4-point deficit, though. It was a pretty sufficient gouging. Now we go to dystopian future and time travel. Starting out with Damon, he hits it. And Amaru, back to missing. And Damon now extends the lead to 5 points, 17 to 12. Amaru cannot let this get out of hand. Question number 22 in Batman. We start with Amaru, who hits it, as does Alex. At this point, though, Amaru can't just keep pace with Alex. He needs Alex to start missing or just rely on the speed round. We now go to question 23 is Wizarding World, which I know is the strength of Amaru, but Damon hits it too. It is now 19 to 14. Two questions left before the break. First of those in Middle Earth. We start with Amaru, who gets it correct, as does Alex Damon. Amaru seems to be back on the correct answering train, but like I said, damage has already been done. He's down 5 points. Final question before the break will be in Planet of the Apes. We go to Alex. He gets it correct, and Amaru ends the first half on a miss. The score after the first set of questions, the first 25, Alex Damon 21, Amaru Moses 15. Alex Damon showing up. A 6-point lead, Amaru. Now, anything can happen. We still have another set of 25 questions after those rapid fire. I need a breath. Still 25 more questions. Who knows? Amaru could completely flip this around and be in the lead by the time we get into the speed round. But six points is hard to make up. Very, very hard. Especially with the way Alex Damon is playing. He went 21 of 25, which is very, very good. Only missed 4 questions that entire round. But let's re-randomize the categories and get back into it. Here we go. 25 questions left before we hit the speed round. Now, if there is a 20-point gap, since the speed round is 10 questions, if there is a 20-point gap, which I doubt will happen, but if there is more than a 20, so 21 plus point gap, then it will be a knockout. We'll see how it goes. Let's get back into it. Question number 26 in Swashbuckling Adventure. We're going to start with Amaru, who hits it, and as does Alex Damon. This is what I'm talking about. Amaru needs to make up ground, not just stay even. Question 27 in Alien and Predator. Starting out with Alex Damon, he hits it again, as does Amaru. 23 to 17 now is the score. Question number 28 in Planet of the Apes. Amaru gets it correct. Alex Damon misses, and that is what Amaru needs more of. 23-18, he's closed it down to a 5-point gap. Question 29 in Batman. Let's see. Alex hits, as does Amaru. Alex missed, didn't seem to bother him. After Amaru missed, he went on a bit of a streak of missing, but Alex was able to bounce right back. Question number 30 will be an animated to Amaru. He hits it. Damon hits it. We are now at 25 to 20 with 20 questions to go. Question 31 will come in the category of mixed bag. Damon hits and a miss from Amaru, and we are right back down to that 6-point gap at 26 to 20. Question number 32 will come in the category of dystopian future and time travel. And Amaru hits it, and Damon hits it as well. Amaru not stumbling quite as he did after the miss, though, like I mentioned in the first half. We now head to Superman for question number 33, I think. We'll start with Alex. He hits. Amaru hits, and it is now 28 to 22. Now we will go to graphic novels for question 34. Amaru hits it. Alex, Damon hits it. Okay, so now it is 29 to 23. Now, let's head over to for question number 35, scores and soundtracks. Alex Damon hits it. Amaru hits it. And it is still a 6-point game, 30 to 24. As now we head into question number 36, which will be in Transformers, the first category I asked about so far. Amaru misses, and Alex hits, and Alex Damon has now extended that lead. Extended the lead. 31 to 24. It is now 7 points. Now let's head into the category of who said it. I don't know. We will start out with Amaru. Can he rebound? He can. And Alex Damon hits it as well. We now go to 32 to 25. Still 7 points. Now into the category of Jurassic Park. Your question in the category of Jurassic Park, you don't get to know because you're not getting asked them. Sorry about that. Let's let's get right back into that. Okay. Amaru hits it, and Alex Damon does as well. 33 to 26. Now we will go to the category of Wizarding World for question number 39, and to Damon. He hits. Amaru, of course, hits. So now it is 34 to 27. Still 7 points. Amaru needs to make up ground. Question 40 will be in Spider-Man. Amaru will get it incorrectly. This is massive for Damon, and he hits it. It is now an 8-point game. This is not good for Amaru at all. If he lets it get to 10 points, he's really in trouble, because then he has to rely on Damon missing a lot. So, now we will go to the world of Ninja Turtles for question number 41. Damon hits it. Amaru hits it. 36 to 28. Question number 42 will be in DC. Amaru misses. Damon hits. This is 37 to 28. Now a 9-point game. Now to heroes and villains for question number 43. Damon hits it. Amaru hits it. Amaru needs to keep it below 10 here. He needs to keep it below 10. It is 38 to 29. One more and it will be at 10. Then he can really be in trouble then. Next question, 44 will be in X-Men to Amaru. He hits. Damon, he hits. 39 to 30. Your next question from the category of Marvel. Question number 45, I believe, to Damon. He hits it. Amaru misses from Amaru. A miss from Amaru. It is now 42-30. Now, next question, question number 46 now, will be in the category of Middle Earth. Amaru hits it. Alex hits it. 41-31. 41-31. Question number 47 will be in Fantasy Sci-Fi. Fantasy Sci-Fi. Damon hits it. Amaru misses it. It is now a 11-point game, 42-31. In the category of Star Wars for question 48. Amaru hits it. Alex Damon hits it. 43-32. Now, next question. In the category of Star Trek for question number 49. Damon hits. Amaru hits. 44-33. And final question of this main set, comic book movies. Amaru hits it. Damon hits it. Damon has just been on fire. On fire. He only missed two questions that entire second set. The score heading into the speed round. Alex Damon, 45. Amaru Moses, 34. 34 is not terrible by Amaru. By any stretch of the imagination, 35 out of 50. Or sorry, 34 out of 50. Is still solid. But Alex Damon got 45. So now we head into the 10 question speed round. How this works, I will ask a question. The competitors, if they get it right, get a point. Get it wrong, they lose a point. There is no passing option. No passing option. Here we go. Here we go. 10 questions. With an 11-point lead, Amaru would need to get... I mean, he just needs Damon to miss a lot. He just really needs Damon to miss a lot. There can be a potential 20-point swing in this round. So it's well within the realms of math. But believability, we'll just have to see. Question number one. In the category of animated, to Damon. He gets it correctly, as does Amaru. So now it is 46-35. We still have an 11-point game, but now it is shrunk down to a potential 18-point swing. Question two, from Jurassic Park. Amaru gets it correct. Damon does as well. Still an 11-point game. Now down to a 16-point potential swing. Question three, from Planet of the Apes. Damon misses it. This is Amaru's chance, and Amaru hits it. That's massive. Absolutely massive. So now we are down to a 9-point game. It is 46-37 with 7 questions left. Meaning that there is still a potential 14-point swing. That is what Amaru needed. Alien and Predator is next. Amaru gets it correct. And another miss from Damon. This is exactly what Amaru needed. He is now coming back at this 45-38. Only a 7-point game now as we head into question number 5, which will be in the category of Superman. Alex Damon gets it correct, and Amaru gets it correct. Okay, so now halfway through this speedrun, it is 46-39, a 7-point game. There can still be a 10-point swing in these last 5 questions. As we, now we head into the category of Marvel. Marvel. We will start with Amaru. He gets it correct. Damon gets it correct. So now it could come down to this. It is a 7-point game with 4 questions left. There's only an 8-point swing possible. Amaru needs Alex to miss this. We will go to the category of Star Trek. Damon hits it. Amaru misses. And your winner, Alex the Demon Damon. With a final score of 48-39, Alex Damon wins the first ever throwdown match. Damon is now 1-0. Amaru 0-1. Again, the final score 48-39. Alex Damon is your winner. Amaru put up a great fight. It just was not enough in the end. He made it very interesting. towards the end of the match, but Damon had just built up such a lead that it was not enough. So that is it for match number one, an Ironman match to kick us off. But for the main event tonight of Throwdown, we have Chandra Dhandapani versus Mike Kalinowski. The winner will play at Versus. The winner will play at Versus for the Inner Geekdom Championship. The other number one contenders match has not been announced, but the winner will play at Versus. So, let's get right into that match. Okay, everybody, here we go. Mike Kalinowski versus Chandra Dhandapani. Winner plays at Versus for the Inner Geekdom Championship. Here we go. This is a three-round match. So round one, 10 questions from around the world of Inner Geekdom. Each worth a point. If a competitor is to get them all correctly, they will get a bonus question asked just to them. Unless both competitors get them all correctly, then it will just be essentially another round one question. So let's get into it. Question number one of the first ever Throwdown main event will come in the category of Batman. Let's start it off with Chandra Dhandapani. He gets it correct. And Mike Kalinowski misses a Batman question to start it off. Not boding well for him. As now we head into the world of Jurassic Park to Mike Kalinowski. He gets it correct, as does Chandru. So Chandru maintaining that 1 point lead, 2-1. As we head now into question number three, will be in the category of Ninja Turtles. Ninja Turtles. We'll start with Chandru. He gets it correct. And Mike Kalinowski gets it correct as well. 3-2 now. Chandru is still playing perfect. Question four will be in the world of DC. DC to Mike. He gets it this time, as does Chandru. Mike seems to have been recovering from that early Batman miss very, very well. It's now 4-3. Chandru in the lead. Question five will be in Swashbuckling Adventure. Swashbuckling Adventure. We'll start with Chandru. He gets it correct. Mike misses, though. Mike misses another, even though Batman was in IG previously, under IG, another new category miss for Mike. But let's move on here. It is now 5-3. Chandru in the lead. Chandru still playing perfect. Question six will be in the world of Middle Earth. To Mike, correct. Chandru, correct. 6-4. Question number seven will be in Transformers. To Chandru, correct again. And Mike misses in Transformers. Another new category. Another new category, felling Mike the Killer Kalinowski. Question number eight in Fantasy Sci-Fi. Mike hits this one, as does Chandru. Chandru now in the lead, 8-5. Chandru could be on the verge of a perfect round if he gets these last two right. The penultimate question will be an Alien and Predator. To Chandru, correct. And Mike gets it correct as well. 9-6. Final question of round number one. If Chandru gets this, he will get a perfect round. Number one, it will be in the category of Marvel. Mike hits it, as does Chandru. We do have a perfect round number one. Not bad for Mike. 7 out of 10. But Chandru just plain lights out. So now Chandru will get his bonus question, which he misses. So Chandru missing out on the bonus, and it is still a 3-point game between him and Mike Kalinowski. 10-7. 10-7 heading into round number two. So how this will work, there will be a wheel. Competitor can spin it. If they don't like their first category, then they are allowed to spin away. But they must take their second category. And whatever they do end up with, though, they will get 5 questions, each worth 2 points. They can check down to multiple choice if they would like, which makes it worth only 1 point. If they get a question incorrectly, their opponent can steal. So, Chandru, who is going to be up first here, he has the option of either going first or deferring to Mike. And he will be letting Mike Kalinowski go first. Mike has spun the category of X-Men. And he is spinning away from X-Men. Very interesting. And he's ended up with Mixed Bag. Oof, maybe not the best choice for Mike. We'll see how this goes. 5 questions in the world of Mixed Bag for Mike Kalinowski. Question number 1. He misses Chandra for a 2-point steal. Chandra gets it on the 2-point steal. Not the way Mike was hoping to start this round. 12-7, Chandra. Question number 2. Mike gets correct. Back on the right track, 12-9. Question number 3. Mike hits it once again. 12-11. Now Mike is coming back with this question. He could potentially take the lead. Question number 4. He does get correct, and he has taken the lead, 13-12. And the final question of Mike's round, he hits. So, not a terrible round for Mike. He picked up 8 points, but did drop a massive 2-point steal to Chandra, not opting to go multiple choice. And that means that Mike only has a 3-point lead over Chandra, 15-12. We'll see what Chandru can do, but if Chandru can run the table, he'll have a 7-point lead heading into the final round. No knockouts though. No knockout potential. So, let's see what Chandru the Chosen One spins. He too spins X-Men on his first spin, and he too is spinning away, and that means that Chandru is stuck with Middle Earth. Here we go. Chandra, question number 1. A miss and an immediate steal back for Mike Kalinowski. Mike needed that. It is now 17-12, Mike. Mike Kalinowski needed that. He gets the 2-point steal right back. So now the most Chandra can do is be up by 3 points. So now, question number 2 for Chandra. He hits this one for 2. It is now 17-14. Question number 3. Chandru hits it once again. It is now 17-16. On question 4 here, he can take the lead potentially. Oh, but it's another 2-point miss. And Mike Kalinowski gets the 2-point steal. It is now 19-16. Mike will be in the lead heading into round number 2, or not round number 3. Chandru. Final question of the round, he hits. So Chandru only going 3 out of 5. Mike goes 4 out of 5. All steals were taken, which means Mike Kalinowski goes from being down 3 to up 1 with a 4-point swing to Mike. It is 19-18. Mike Kalinowski is in the lead. So here we go, the final round. The winner goes to versus to play for the championship. Here we go. 2, 3, and 5 pointer to each competitor. Question always goes to whoever is currently losing. Chandru's 2-point question will be in the category of fantasy sci-fi. And Chandru will get it correctly for 2 points. Now we go to Mike's 2-pointer, which will be in the category of Ninja Turtles. And Mike Kalinowski misses it. Oh my gosh, massive miss from Mike. Massive miss from Mike Kalinowski. Huge miss. So now we go to Mike's 3-pointer. This has to be must hit for Mike. He just lost the advantage he gained. He takes Chandra's category, Wizarding World. And Mike will hit it. So now he has taken the lead. Mike Kalinowski has taken the lead. So now we will go to Chandru's 3-point question. Chandru has got dystopian future and time travel. He will get it correct. It is now Chandru 23, Mike 22. That 2-point miss may have just cost Mike the game. So now, Mike Kalinowski must answer his 5-point question. If he hits it, he forces Chandru to hit his 5. If he misses it, Chandru is heading to versus. Mike's 5-point question is in the category of alien and predator. Mike Kalinowski hits it for 5 massive points. It is now 27-23, and it all comes down to this for Chandru. If Chandru gets this question correct, he goes to versus to play for the championship. If he misses it, Mike is heading to versus to play for the championship. Chandru Dhandapani's 5-pointer will come in the category of comic book movies. Here's Chandru's question. And your winner, Mike the Killer Kalinowski, wins the match. Chandru misses his 5-pointer, and Chandru, after a great, great round one, and Mike with a bit of a lackluster round one, he comes back and wins the match 27-23. He takes down the chosen one, Chandru Dhandapani, and is heading to versus. Mike Kalinowski is heading to versus. Wow. 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 What a match. A very, very tightly contested match all of the way through, but Mike pulls it out. And what a great first event it has been for Throwdown. A great, great first event for Throwdown. Two great inner geekdom matches. We now have one of our versus slots locked in. Locked in. So happy with how this has went. Two great matches. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Like I said, you can send a voice message if you would like to request a match to happen. And don't remember, on Friday, we have Battleground, Mara Knopic versus Greg Alba in a Geektacular number one contenders match. In the main event, Dan Merle versus Sam Levine in a Warzone number one contenders match. You won't want to miss it on Friday. Two more versus slots being locked in. Very, very exciting. I hope to see you guys there for the for all the rest of the show. I'm very, very excited about where this is going. I have some very, very fun ideas. Also, one thing that I will throw out, I'm finding out the results of the matches as you guys are. Everything is completely random. I'm never gonna force any kind of results to happen or anything. Everything in here is random, which it honestly just makes it a lot more fun for me. So, yeah, but that is it for today's Throwdown. Thank you guys so much for listening. Again, on Friday, we have Battleground. And next, I'll go ahead and announce the card for next Throwdown. There is going to be 3 matches on the card. The first match is going to be a 4-way, a fatal 4-way. Adam Collins, part of the number one pick for Throwdown, him and Marisol's Deception, is going up in a 4-way against 3 First Class League players. It is Adam Collins versus Drew McQueenie versus Video Drew versus JTE in a singles 3-round fatal 4-way. And then in the second match of Throwdown number 2, Sam Witwer, we have 2 First Class League players in Throwdown. Sam Witwer will be playing Nikki DiMolanta, a rookie, obviously, the significant other of Andrew DiMolanta, the hunter. So Sam Whitwer versus Nikki DiMolanta as the second match. And then a Schmodown Championship number one contenders match as the main event between Jeff Snyder and The Barbarian. So those three matches you have to look forward to next Wednesday, as well as Battleground on Friday. So lots of fun stuff to look out for. But thank you guys so much for listening to the show. I really, really do appreciate it. And until next time, stay safe, everybody. Goodbye.